July 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Your nation was founded upon Christian morality. Currently, it is under evil leadership. Sins have been blanketly approved and accepted by law. The truly righteous man is scoffed at and considered out of touch with the reality of the day. I am giving your nation and the world every opportunity to return to my arms of grace. Your leaders are not listening. My arm of just wrath is only withheld now by the arm of the Holy Mother, who pleads for all of her children still alive in the world today. Your prayers and sacrifices towards the victory of truth are what strengthens the Holy Mother's arms. Do not be lulled into complacent acceptance of all the evils of these times. Never grow weary of praying for the conversion of the heart of the world. I assure you, my paternal heart is moved even by your slightest effort. Believe in the coming of the most evil one, the Antichrist. It is by trickery and deceit he will ascend his throne of evil. Those led by my spirit will not be fooled. The good must unite before the darkest hour, which I now foretell." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9-12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.